The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Dark out there again, looking out west. Did you run into rain, Alvin Reed?
I know it stopped raining by the time I came out of the office. Okay. I could hear it on the roof. Sounded like it was coming out pretty good.
Yeah,
there for
some
a
places
while.
Got like 1.5, 2 inches.
All right, because I did not. It started after I was in the office, and it ended after I had before I left the office.
How was Donnybrook last night?
I was all right. I was back in my regular chair. That was nice. Charlie is back. And, regular Thursday
for
the first time.
You ever have bad shows? Like last Wednesday, I had a crap show.
I have had shows where I just, like,
just don't got it.
I was waiting to say something, and then once I got to the point, just move on, kind of. And so just one of those.
It just happens.
It just happens sometimes.
It just happens. You just got to move on.
Yep.
So one of the topics you guys took on was the new police board, which, Rach, I know you had a story on there. So why don't you do your story, and then Alvin can take it wherever he wants to.
Well, I think the big story is the fact that Don Brown from Don Brown Chevrolet does millions of dollars worth of business with the city of St. Louis, particularly with the police department. Sean Malone from our newsroom has been reporting on this and put an article up on KMOX.com for anyone who would like to check that out. And he's a non-voting member of the board, but a lot of people are still saying this presents a conflict of interest.
And I would agree with that. And in that, this is also your representative that does not live in the city, which was enabled by the law that was passed. And I guess he had added a comment to the original story that he would recuse himself from any discussions about purchases of vehicles. And I'm thinking, like, Don, that ain't enough, man. Mm.
That's step one.
Yeah. Sonya Jenkins-Gray, when she got fired by, for whatever the crazy reasons were in her behavior, she put forth a GoFundMe account. And the St. Louis Police Officers Association gave her $500.
Wow.
Yeah. It's as I said on the show, it's like, it's like the police department got to pick their commissioners and the governor, signed off on it. Now they have to be approved. They have to be by the Senate, and that doesn't happen until January. So a lot can change between now and then.
So for you, is it just the appearance of impropriety? It just doesn't pass the smell test?
That's pretty large. You do millions of dollars of business, and there's, not counting the mayor's slot, there's 4 slots and a non-voting one, and a person that does that much business with not just the city, with the police department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of a problem with that.
I've seen a lot of feedback on social media of people saying, like, a lot of people in the city of St. Louis didn't want this board in the first place. Then when you put together the board, it just doesn't look good when you make a choice like this that, it does appear to be a pretty big conflict of interest.
Yeah,
it just doesn't help the situation at all.
And I went to the press conference last on Monday, and you were told that the commissioners were not going to answer questions and they were not going to speak. And the word transparency was used probably if once, 5 times. By the governor. And that's, they were transparent in that you could see him standing there. And that was it.
what do you make of no African-American representation?
Well, from the north side, you got Sonya Jenkins-Gray, who's black, but you have nobody, that lives on the north side. The governor said Chris Arteaga grew up in Baden. And I'm kind of thinking, like, well, my mom grew up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. That was a long time ago. And he's obviously younger than my mom is. But that doesn't have any credence to what's going on, especially now in Northside, seeing that, after all the destruction. And at some point, there will be a police when I say police presence, I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean there's just so much that need to be done in North St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so that's a problem. I was one who was against it. I don't live in the city. If I'd had a vote in it and from the city, I would have voted to keep it in the city's hands. And then when you name a board like this, it's just really kind of a thumb nose to, and that just doesn't break down by racial lines. You know, there are a lot of, white St. Louis's that just assume not have the state running the city's police department. So we'll see.
Wheels, any thoughts?
No, not really. I mean, I think whenever possible, we should be doing everything we can to eliminate any potential question, even if you don't think it's a real problem. Like, just don't put the thought in people's heads, because now that board is going to be operating from a negative from the beginning for a lot of people looking at it. They didn't want it to begin with, and then you're putting people on it that either don't live in the city or have potential conflicts. And again, even if it's not going to be a conflict, even if there's going to be total upfront honesty about how it's going to go, that thought is still in the minds of people that didn't want this to begin with, and you're not going to be able to overcome that. So I feel like there should be easier ways around these kinds of problems, just to avoid the problem, which then gives your authority, which gives the people that are going to be there just a little bit better of a head start and maybe a little bit more trust.
Right. And it's general discussion now, but at some point this board, if it, the lawsuits fail and they actually do take control, I mean, sooner or later something bad's going to happen. And they're going to have to be the board that decides what are we going to do now that something bad has happened. And, it's then is when all these conflicts and all that are going to say, like, well, of course you came to that decision because, you're in the police officer's pocket. And that's an unfair, assumption in that it hasn't happened yet. But once it has happened, and people don't like the outcome of what this board comes up with, that's the first thing that's going to be said.
Anybody on Donnybrook taking the opposing view last
night? Not really last night. Joe Holloman, give him a chance. We don't know. And I said, that's fine. It's fine. I know Eddie. I'm in Eddie's places. I think Eddie's a good guy. I don't think he should be on the police board. I'm not casting aspersion on any individual, but I'm just saying as a group, this was, I think the governor could have done way better than he did. Let's put it that
way.
Yeah,
we're friends with Chris Saraceno, who I think is an exemplary human being. I don't know much about his qualifications for this, but I would put him on the Dave Glover board. You know what I mean? Like, I'd trust him. But yeah, it seems like overall the makeup, just a little bit of a fail.
Alvin, do you know how the board was selected? Like, do you know if any of these people applied or if it was just governor making picks?
The governor said they had many, many, many applications to choose from. Now, if somebody wanted me to be on the police board, they said, we're going to nominate you. That counts as nomination. That doesn't necessarily mean I went out of my way to fill out or to contact the governor's office or something like that. So, yeah, but he said he had many, many, many applications, which, once again, if you had many, many, many applications, this is what you came up with. You chose these people for a reason. I just can't. No one was better than this group.
Mm-hmm.
If you got many, many, many applications, that's what I say. Even when you say that, that even makes it sound like, well, then you just chose these people because of who they were.
But will they have, do they have the power to say, we need 100 more officers, let's do it?
Well, what happens is the state is kind of in control of the budget, and State Senator Carla May was saying one of the first most important things is that the costs are going to have to be covered by the state.
The city.
Saying by the state.
I got you.
Okay, now
the cost increase.
Yeah, now that you're in control, and this board says we're going to hire 100 more police officers, and we're going to pay them all this much as a starting salary and guarantee 10% raises for every police officer over the next 2 years, well, that's all fine and dandy. You can vote to do that. If the city's budget can't withstand that, and right now, can it not? Because sooner or later, the ARPA, the RAMS money, all this other stuff is gone. It's pretty much gone now. Then who's going to pay for it? So, yeah, they could come up with all kind of great and grand decisions, but, Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General, he would, I guess, be the person to decide, let's say there's questionable shooting, who releases the body cam? does this board press him to say, we want that, you know, video released immediately? Or do they stand by and whatever he says, we're not releasing that? And, you know, that really creates a situation. What's the board going to say? It's like, no, you know, Attorney General Bailey, we have got to get that out there and let the people of St. Louis see it and make their own decisions. So it's not going to be a fun job at some point.
At some point.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
And I hope they realize that that this could really be messy at times. You know, this is not just going to make a speech how much you support the police department, you know. And those of us that were opposed to the board, majority, overwhelming, support the police department. Got no problem with the police. You know, people want to make it you hate the police or you love the police. That had anything to do with it. And so thus, I just hope, you know, the lady and gentleman understand that sooner or later, you're going to be in like a situation where it doesn't matter you're a great restaurateur and great friend of the city or great this or friendly and people like you. And all, it's not going to matter because it's going to be some potentially ugly decisions that have to be made. And you might completely either hack off your police brethren or some sector of the city.
Or both.
And that's a good point. That's an excellent point, Dave. You know, that's you're going to be between a rock and a hard place.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Nobody leaves their phone more than Alvin Reagan.
Facts.
I mean, no one in the country.
You just called it.
I know, because we were walking out together, and he said he took his wife's sunglasses this morning. She's going to be mad. She's probably listening right now. I just outed him. And I said, well, you're always taking something or leaving something. You leave that phone every time. He goes, I know it. And he was walking out to his car as I said it.
And then he was like, dang it.
He got outside and realized he left his phone again.
I'm a mess right now, you guys.
You okay?
What'd you do?
Well, I just lost my pen. It fell on the floor and it seems to have like rolled into hell or something.
Yeah,
I don't know where it went.
Yeah, is it a special pen?
I mean, it's the pen I use every day. It's become a special pen because of how much it's been used.
Yeah.
And then earlier you handed me that dry erase marker, Dave, and I tossed it onto the counter back there.
And
then it rolled behind the counter and got stuck. And then when I was trying to get it, it just fully fell down.
Like, hide your pens.
We will find your pen, friend. Rich.
Yes, thanks. We will.
Search party on the break.
Wheeler can just move that enormous table for
I'll just lift it up for you.
Lift it up for me.
There you go.
Fast food news?
Yeah, I've got some good fast food stories for you. We're going to start out at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have added bottomless apps for a limited time. And they announced this on Wednesday. Last Wednesday, actually. The bottomless apps start at $9.99. If you have a party of five or more, there's going to be an additional upcharge. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But you can get endless rounds of two appetizers at a time, including mozzarella sticks, onion rings, fried pickles, queso, and chips and salsa.
It's okay. Let's say that the three of us or the four of us go and we want to get two apps and then be bottomless. So that's $9.99 per?
I think per person, yes.
Oh, per person.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not such a great deal.
I mean, if it's bottomless, though.
Yeah, but they're banking. You know the whole like Chinese buffet thing, right?
Yeah.
That most people only eat $2.80 worth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I make up for the rest.
Yeah. I used to, boy.
Buffalo Wild Wings is not the only restaurant doing bottomless apps. Applebee's is now doing all-you-can-eat boneless wings, chicken tenders, and riblets for a limited time. This is for $15.99, but you're getting a lot more protein with this deal, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
And you have a choice of eight sauces.
Who are your favorite wings?
Ooh, good question. Hmm. I do like a Hooters wing if we're talking chain restaurants like that.
Wingstop.
No cap.
Yep. Yeah, Wingstop.
Of the chains, Wingstop's my spot.
Agreed.
Best
Very
fries.
Good. Seamus McDaniel's has great ones.
Yeah.
Weber's Front Row Grill. I think they may have closed. Yeah. I hope they didn't, but in Webster have great ones.
A lot of local places have great ones.
Yes.
Right? Like just bars and restaurants just have great wings.
Jeff Fitter at his place, Case and Buck, just had great ones.
Those were awesome.
Little kick to them.
Just a little.
Let's see. Red Lobster has introduced seafood boils as a part of its Crab Fest event. Have you guys seen like any of this on social media or anything? So there's different seafood boils you can get. This is not really my type of thing, nor is it what
either.
It's not what I want from Red Lobster.
It's not what I want from seafood.
Oh, really?
No. I don't like boiled corn with boiled potatoes.
It's pretty good if you season
shrimp.
It up, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. And it's like you eat it out of a bag.
Yeah, they dump it on a table.
It'd be really fun if we like went to Kevin's house and he made that for us. It'd be like, this is amazing. But like going to Red Lobster, I want like the shrimp scampi and like a linguine cheesy something.
Hey, can I give a shout out to Arzola's?
Absolutely.
So my understanding is one of my all-time favorites, Chewy's, in Dogtown, this is the family that Wales was telling me that they closed in 2008, which seems impossible that it's been that long. And the family opened up Arzola's, which is in Benton Park, basically Jefferson and Lynch Street. And Nick and I went there last night, and it was tremendous. Tremendous.
Nice.
True Tex-Mex.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's do another fast food news story here. Arby's has introduced a new Angus cheese steak. And that started earlier this week. It's a quarter pound of seasoned, thinly shaved, 100% Angus steak topped with melted white American cheese, onions, roasted peppers, and a savory garlic spread, all served on a toasted sub bowl.
Still never had it.
Arby's?
I'll pick it up for lunch sometime. Yeah. There's one close to me, and I'll just get
some good
bunch
stuff.
Of beef and cheddars.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the good ones. Mm-hmm. Onion roll. Mm.
On KMOX 335, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are things?
Things are great.
Good.
Nice pulse storms. Basically, along the Mississippi River, we're talking St. Louis County for the most part, inside the 270 loop and right before the Mississippi River, though they're starting to cross over now. And these are these pulse storms we're talking about. They fire up. They're very slow movers. They drop a lot of rain in a very short period of time and a lot of lightning. Not a lot in the way of severe weather, though the city is under a severe thunderstorm warning right now for about another 30 minutes or so. But the severe weather is not the big deal. It's the heavy rain and the lightning with this. There's a huge batch of thunderstorms up to our north, Bowling Green to Whitehall, up to about Springfield. That's not dropping our way. And then there's another batch of storms off to our southwest around Salem and take it down to about Mountain View. So pretty far to the southwest. And they're just kind of drifting around too. You get into West St. Louis County, you get into St. Charles County, and you get into Franklin County, Warren County. There's nothing at all going on. So there is a lot of places that are rain free. But again, where they hit, they are producing the heavy rain and lightning. This will be the rule up until about sunset. So let's say around 8:30 or so, and then things should drop off very, very quickly. There is a cool front headed our way. We've been talking about it for a while, but it's not going to get through until Monday. So this front is going to be ahead of it. We're going to be ahead of all the stuff that is with this front. That's periods of rain and thunderstorms. I don't see a lot of action tomorrow, but there will be a couple of thunderstorms around. Very humid in 93. An uptick in shower and thunderstorm activity on Sunday. Really be alert on Sunday. 88 degrees, still unsettled on Monday as the front comes through with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 87. Tuesday looks beautiful right now. Sunny skies, lower humidity, and 87 degrees. We'll start to get back into the low 90s on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, but it's nothing extreme. It's just kind of a slow build back. So the end is near with this, but it's going to come in the form of downpours and lightning, and eventually the front will get through. So just when these storms roll in, like there's a big concert in Alton this afternoon and this evening. It's kind of on hold right now. But when they move in, they're going to be around for a while with the heavy downpours of rain because the motion is so slow, and really get inside because the lightning is quite tremendous with it.
So, Dave, real question. I understand the basics of when storms, like you can see a storm in Oklahoma, then it's in Kansas, now it's in Kansas City, then it hits us. Get that. But I know from my relationship with you that on really hot days, like you always say, the more sun that's out, the better the chance of some pop-up storms. In layman's terms, how does that work? How do you go from a purely blue sky, sunny, to something like this?
You basically get a lot of heat starting to build up at the surface. You get rising currents from the ground going up into the atmosphere. And if there's enough moisture in the atmosphere, and we all know there's plenty of moisture with the humidity we've been dealing with, you get that uplift from the heat, and you get storms that will develop in that. But they are kind of pop-up. They are scattered at most, isolated to scattered. And they just happen to be all centered on St. Louis right now.
Very interesting. It's good. That's a good answer. Headlines, good. Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Americans are holding on to cars longer than they ever have in the past. 10 years ago, Americans were holding on to their cars for 11.4 years on average, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Today, that average has climbed to 12.6 years. I got to say, I don't blame people. Mm-hmm. Past couple of years, it's been tough trying to find a decently priced used car. So I see why this trend has started.
Well, and new car prices are extreme.
Oh, that doesn't even cross my mind, Dave.
You know, and two, I really am not a big, you're rich and you're not rich and you're this and you're that. But when did suddenly the average person start buying a $1,200 a month car payment? Like, that's just crazy to me.
It is. It's nuts.
So the Trump phone is no longer promising that it's made in America. Trump Mobile has removed.
I am shocked.
Oops. Yeah, me too.
They have removed the Made in USA claim from their website regarding the upcoming smartphone, the T1 8002, whatever you want to call it. The company now states that the phone was designed with American values in mind.
Oh, so if you're just thinking about it, if you're just thinking about apple
like
pie,
things should be made in the USA.
Yeah, like if I'm making a phone, but I'm thinking about the Miracle on Ice team, it's made with the American way in mind. I get it.
Well, your thoughts are.
Yeah, my thoughts are there. Yeah.
The international.
I mean, seriously, what a scam.
Yeah, we've been all wrong about this.
What a bait and switch. It's an all-American made. No, it's not.
The International Space Station has welcomed its first astronauts from India, Poland, and Hungary. They took a private SpaceX flight to arrive at the ISS. It's the first visit from these countries in over 40 years. They're going to be conducting experiments during their 2-week stay.
You think they prank each other up there?
I wish. Wouldn't it be great?
You can do some good ones.
It's one big Dutch oven.
But you don't toot.
Oh, really?
No, there's something about it that you don't toot.
You don't fart in space?
Really?
No. I'm never going to space.
No, how do you know space. That?
Dave, how do I know anything? It's because I can't do math. I just pick up random facts.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, me either.
Something with your, it affects your gastrointestinal systems.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Maybe
Does it build up in you?
I don't know. You don't belch either.
Wow, that's wild.
Crazy.
All right.
You learn something new every day on this
show.
Am
I wrong?
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I'm happy to be wrong.
I thought I saw it, and I'm like, no, that doesn't explain it.
You got to poop.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We got to do a scientific experiment. Call Bezos, see if we can go up.
He's just busy right
just
now.
Just for that.
Yeah. Busy in Venice.
Bezos, I'm going to eat a bunch of gassy food. We need to do an experiment. It's for science.
Kevin Wheeler and three other big guys are going into space to try to fart.
For the ultimate prank off.
That's right. Nothing but burritos.
The pull my finger mission.
Although, maybe the thing is the suits hold everything in. Maybe you hotbox yourself.
No, but when they're not else. In the suits when they're in the
station. Oh, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
If you see someone put on a suit, you know what they're doing.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to slip into my suit real quick.
Looks really Rachel's going, how Todd? Did this go down?
Yeah, she knows. She knows.
It's like when you're riding in the car with someone and then it's like, they're like, I'm just going to crack the window for a second. It's like, it's we like, know what you
That's
did.
Just your warning. That's just your warning. Like, hey, just Where's be prepared. Dog? Something's about to get you.
Man, it is coming down out there.
Yeah.
Really is. Dave,
That's
you know
good.
My
it's
story?
Not going up.
Do you know my story about when I farted in front of my entire college class?
No.
So.
I'm not sure I want to.
So I have OCD. Diagnosed, and when I was a kid, it was terrible. Lots of facial grimaces and tics and slapping my ears. It was just, it was on medication as a kid. The whole thing was terrible. So it's gotten better over the years, but when I was in college, it was still around, and I had this thing where if there was an awkward pause in the conversation, like if I'm talking to Wheeler and there's a clunker of a statement, I would go, and I'd sniff really loud.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's this girl I was in love with, of course, my freshman year of college. And there's about 100 students in the class. We're sitting on the classic high school desk, you know, little desk on your seat.
Plastic chairs.
Wood.
Wood.
Wood's the worst.
Oh, yeah, resonates.
And we're taking a test, and I needed to sneak one out. And I needed to sneak it out because it was going to be a hassle to get up and, you know, hey, can I, Mr. Proctor, can I go to the bathroom? So I go to sneak it out, and you never trust a fart.
No.
And so it sounded like this. Complete silence right next to the love of my life.
Yep.
And it goes like this.
That's not good.
And I just inhaled as deeply as I could.
Dave's doing the Mary Catherine Gallagher.
And everyone around me just gasped. And the only thing I could do was just play it off like, I don't know.
Did you just look
Who
at her?
That?
You're like, oh!
That's right. You got to blame the guy in front of you.
That would have been classic to blame her.
Whoa, you just lady. Look to the right. You're like, good Jeez. Lord.
Have you guys ever seen the video of the little girl who's like, she's doing something for the camera. She's like reviewing a product or something. And then she farts and she goes, whoa, did you guys hear that? I'm scared.
I'm scared.
She tried to blame it on a ghost.
There's a ghost in the room.
I'm scared. All right, back to headlines after our little fart
detour. We got more stories.
The BBC is launching a US-only paywall for their website. US users who want unlimited access to news stories and feature reports on BBC.com are going to have to pay $8.99 per month or $49.99 for a year's access.
Well, bye.
Iconic Vogue editor Anna Wintour is stepping down from her post after 37 years at the magazine. She is currently searching for her replacement. I thought that was interesting. That
I should go for that job.
You should go for that job.
Vogue. Should do that.
Do you have to do a lot of like hand poses around your face?
I can do that. I can Vogue it up.
Yeah.
You can wear sunglasses all the time and never smile.
Yeah, indoors. Yeah. That's what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, get, like, different sunglasses every
week.
I heard
an interesting, sad thing today. William Shatner, who I love, because I love Star Trek, has been suffering from tinnitus or tinnitus, however you say it, when you hear whishing sounds in your ears.
Yeah.
And it happened during the filming of the episode with the Gorn. My beloved Gorn.
The Gorn.
Yeah, when he fought the Gorn.
They
started out the episode with a bunch of explosions, and both he and Leonard Nimoy were standing too close to one, and they both got it for the rest of their lives.
Wow. That's terrible.
And he said it's been the worst thing. He's lost, like, a wife. He found his wife drowned in the pool, and he said it's been the worst thing in his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say it like it was worse
Dude,
than finding
the Gorn is such a... I hadn't seen this in a long time. What a bad costume.
Take that back.
Yeah, you can't say that.
The last thing in the world I want to do is fight you, but I will. He's the greatest.
Would I be the Gorn?
Yes, you would. You'd move real slow, swing at me and miss, and I'd hit you in the back with a karate chop
like,
to no avail. Thank you, Dave.
All righty. Great weekend.
daddy.
Welcome back, DGS, KMOX. Happy Friday. Rainy Friday, it turns out. Have you guys seen the new Golden Bachelor is coming out?
I saw the headline about how he only wants to date younger women.
He's 66 years old. His name is Mel Owens. He was a lawyer and a former linebacker for the LA Rams. And he might be a tool. he said, I told the producers that my age range for women is 45 to 60 and 60 is on the high end. I'm just being honest. If they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them. Then he quoted, this is not the Silver Bachelor, this is the Golden Bachelor. They also have to be fit. I stay away from any sort of replacements, knee or hip, or wigs. Those are out.
Dude, you're 66.
But he's special.
I guess
he's
so.
He's the Golden Bachelor.
I guess so. It's just people sound dumb whenever they're like, oh, someone who's the same age as me is far too old. It's like, dude, that's your age.
But also,
you sound so stupid.
Like, if that's what you're thinking, why would you announce to the world, hey, I'm kind of a jerk?
Yeah.
You could just do that and not say it, right? You could just be like, I didn't click with them. And
great point.
He's from Detroit, damn it.
Sarah McLachlan says that her ASPCA commercial is too painful for her to even watch.
Dude.
And in many ways, it has ruined her life. She is a happy and optimistic person, but people only think of me as being very sad.
Those commercials are the worst. The worst.
They are depressing.
I get the importance, though. I mean, having done animal rescue and all that, like, these things are needed, but God, that's the worst commercial.
In the
arms. China has unveiled a new drone that is the size of a mosquito.
Huh.
They say half the size of what we have.
That'll be fun.
So
we are so cooked.
Somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around.